Let's focus on property. We do this every Thursday at this time. We want to talk a little bit about occupational rent. It is believed to be a particularly misunderstood part of property sales agreements. And to tell us exactly how it does work, we're joined by David Jacobs, Gauteng Regional Sales Manager for the Rawson Property Group. Good afternoon to you, Mr. Jacobs. You've said in an article I've got in front of me, occupational rent is often misunderstood. What in particular? Why do people get confused? Good afternoon.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. Yes, it is often misunderstood. I think because upfront agreements aren't really made and people don't understand what it actually is. So if I can maybe just explain briefly what occupational rent is, you know, when the sale of a property takes place, it's impossible to really understand when transfer of a property will take place from the seller to the buyer. So that makes it quite complicated because at some point in time, someone has taken occupation and the legal ownership has changed and there's a rental amount payable for that period until transfer then takes place.
Right.
And that's as simple as possible.
So that money, as I understand it, if you've sold me a house, I'm going to give you occupational rent. All of this goes through the conveyancing attorney, if I'm not mistaken. But how do we agree on the quantum? How do we agree on how much the rent should be? Is that a negotiation between buyer and seller, or are there guidelines that might help people to set an amount?
No, absolutely. So there's probably three ways. The first one is a negotiation. It could be negotiated up front. There's no occupational rent payable for certain reasons, but it's obviously not enough time to go into that. But I think the two main factors we use is either we, in a big group like ourselves, Rawson Properties, we look at a fair rental amount in the book that we have, a rental book we have in the area, or we will look at a percentage of the sales value. So currently on our books, we're looking, it ranges between 0.55% and 0.7%. Currently, with the current rental market, I can just tell the listeners, we're looking at a rental value, or occupational rental value, of about 0.55%.
Right.
On a million rent property, sales value, it's 5,500 rand, more or less.
How difficult has this particular area of property transactions been during the pandemic? Because the deeds office and the various entities involved in the transfer of property have not been functioning at their best. Has this led to difficulties? And if it has, how have you gone about resolving them as an agent?
No, absolutely. I think the transfer periods have fluctuated quite a lot, which makes it more difficult and more important to have upfront agreements in place. It has definitely made an impact. But fortunately, the last few months we've seen the deeds offices doing an amazing job to get the registrations and closures done. So it has become better, but it has become more important. And I think that's why occupational rents in the past wasn't such a big issue. Now all of a sudden everyone's talking about it because someone has to make decisions around money payable to you and where it's payable from. So it has definitely played an impact, or made an impact, yeah.
Yeah. So on our property feature, by the way, we do love getting your suggestions. So do tell us if there's something you want us to cover in the slot every Thursday on 702 Drive. Send me a SMS if you like to 31702. You can also send me a WhatsApp voice note. I see Rodney's calling in with a question. Hi, Rodney. Hi, Rodney.
Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Yeah, fine, Rodney. Good afternoon. I believe you've got a question for our guest. Rodney, hold your phone nice and close to you. I don't know if you're on speakerphone, but we're not getting you nice and clear. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm saying that I bought a house through Rawson Properties, but I had an agreement together with the owner and the selling agent. That was the process took long for me to for the house to be registered under my name. And then we had a verbal agreement that I'm not going to pay them the rental. But 2 years after, while I've already went into the house, I was told that I need to pay for the 5 months that I was staying in the house without paying the rent. but we only had the verbal agreement. There was no anything written. I don't know how I can sort that one out.
Yeah, thanks, Rodney. I mean, David Jacobs, you may not know the intricacies of that, but if you'd be willing for us to connect Rodney to you, perhaps you can give him some guidelines. Northern region, I assume, encompasses Pretoria, or pass him on to a colleague. But the question that does raise for me, would you say to people, just never do verbal agreements, that whatever it is, however simply it is, reduced to paper and to writing, always do that? I mean, I can't imagine it would involve a lawyer, but an agreement signed by both parties?
Absolutely. So just to get to Rodney's point, I would love to hear what his situation is. You know, I'm not aware of it. I can't be aware of everything.
Sure,
but I would love to help you out. So
great.
You can easily find me on our website, on Lawson.co.za website.
Okay.
And then you can make contact with me. Yes, in terms of occupational rent and the written agreement, so it's quite strange. In the sale of a property, John,
yes.
A written agreement is a must. They must wink a wet income paper, according to the Alienation of Land Act. In the rental space, a verbal agreement is 100% binding, so it doesn't have to be in place. So what we suggest is, at the purchase of a property, it's quite an emotional time in your life. When you buy a property, you fall in love with it, or you're so glad that you got a good buyer or whatever, but you don't think of the consequences that can maybe hit you later.
Yes, yes.
So make sure that in the addendums of your agreement, that there's a good written agreement in place and that you have got it in place, even though it's not necessary. A rental is an implied lease, or occupational rent is an implied lease. So it's exactly handled as a rental agreement by the Rental Tribunal Act.
Thank you very much, David Jacobs, Northern Region Manager at the Rawson Property Group. An interesting conversation about occupational rent. I've been, I think, on both sides of that particular deal in my life. And it can get choppy, actually, because there is always an uncertainty about the end date of the agreement. As I said, and just to repeat, if you do have some ideas about things you'd like us to cover in our property feature, just drop me a note, 31702 or 072 702 1702.